As artificial technology races forward, is anyone stopping to consider where all of the people it can replace are going to work? Latest example, a fast food chain is testing a virtual person for drive-through orders. Now, this is the type of position where young people get work experience, new Canadians get an opportunity, or for some people, it's a step in a career in food services. I would refuse to use it. Same with the self-checkout in stores. I try not to. Now, I appreciate for some people with anxiety issues, it's preferable not to interact with humans. But, you know, it's not like you get a discount for using this. The company just saves money and people lose their jobs. But as we ponder the prospect of replacing people with technology in jobs from truck driver to editors, we might want to think about where that will leave the people displaced. Maybe soon, AI will be better at developing new artificial intelligence programs than humans. And all the geniuses that developed it will be wondering what they can retrain for. I'm Murray Wood.